Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Very important for a lot of parents listening to the show today, as well as some of the kids who've just finished matric, is how to prepare for your results. A lot of expectation, a lot of pressure is put on those children. And it's a difficult time of the year for a lot are excited, a lot are a little bit nervous about it. To help us work through this process, we're joined by Dr. Linda Blockland, who is the chairperson at the Clinical Psychology Forum. Doctor, good morning to you.
Morning, Chad. Thank you.
So, Doc, let's get just right down to it. You've got kids who have excited, you've got kids who are nervous, you've got kids who have parents with high expectations of these kids. How can we mentally prepare they're not even kids anymore, these people for the results that come out? Some may be disappointed, some may be ecstatic, some may feel they've let their parents down.
Yes, this is a very important time, as you said, for learners who've now finished their school career, at least they're hoping to be able to put that behind them. And I think they need to recognize, as the parents also need to recognize, that this has been a particularly difficult time for learners these last 2 years. So we're seeing kids who've written matric this year who haven't had a normal school environment for the last 2 years. And some learners can do that very well. They can work independently and so on, but they're in the minority. And I think most of them actually want support. And I'm sure that very many of the matriculants of last year have probably felt that they haven't had the support that they would have liked. So, but I think what's important also is that they recognize that whatever comes out, whatever the results are, this is not a reflection of them as people. This is just an indication of their performance in a particular exam. And I think parents need to support their children no matter what the results are. And it's not the end of the world. There's always an alternative. There's always a way forward. So it's very important not to put everything onto this result, but to see it as an indication of, you know, a possible way forward. You know, what is the alternative to what they might have thought that they would be able to do?
You raised a very important issue right at the beginning, and you said this was an unusual time for the learner. Learners going from standard 9 and then into matric went into a unique situation that we never experienced, and that was the fact that they were studying, having to write exams in the midst of a pandemic. Do you see any long-term impact on this from a psychological perspective, and what warning signs should we be looking out for in respect to the fact that the pandemic has changed the way we will now tackle the studying, the learning, and the writing of exams regime?
Yes, I think that is something that's very important for us to consider. Long-term impact, definitely there will be long-term impact for everybody, for many, many people who've gone through the pandemic in some form of a lockdown and isolation. I think especially for the young people at school, where they've been accustomed to intense interaction with their peers and with teachers and so on, I think it's been a very difficult time for them. Warning signs, withdrawal, despondency, demotivation. I think these are all warning signs that parents need to look out for, and learners themselves. Yeah, they haven't had, that interaction, which is normally so important at this time of their life.
And conversely, we have children that went from pre-primary to grade 1, grade 2 during the pandemic that haven't had that normal socialization or interaction with their peers because a lot of them were homeschooled. What kind of impact will this have on a child not having that socialization that we also used to and that parents wouldn't really be able to recognize because they never went through something similar? They were integrated into the schooling system during a normal time when there wasn't a pandemic, whereas their children weren't introduced into the schooling system during a normal period of time.
Well, I think that what those parents need to do is to recognize how important the socialization process is for very young children. If you're talking about the preschoolers and the grade ones and so on, they need to make whatever effort they possibly can to help their children get that socialization. We don't know what we're looking at going forward. Hopefully everything is going to ease down, but we may experience similar things in the future. So, that is important. I think, you know, when the schools do open and the kids do start going back, which I'm talking about the younger ones now, I think that not just the parents, but the teachers themselves will have to exercise some kind of patience, reintroducing children into that environment, which is very different from learning at home.
And Dr. Blockland, in closing, and I know we're going slightly off topic, but it's so very important for the listeners and for myself to understand. It's almost as if the virus kept us captive in our own homes. And I think there could be a variation of a type of Stockholm syndrome where people felt captured by this and they're finding it very difficult to start adapting as things start coming right. What do you suggest when people start feeling anxious about going out, anxious about interacting again with their peers in a personal one-on-one, considering that everything has now been virtual or via video or via telephone?
Yes, this is very important. And I do see that in a lot of people sort of becoming socially unfit, so to speak. I think, again, you know, to be patient, to recognize, what the environment has done, And to just take it slowly, start socializing slowly, go out, you know, make brief visits. But it's very important that one does that, that one does go back out into the world, but take steps in doing that.
And general advice for 2022 from a psychological perspective, I know we're not out of the woods just yet, but if you had to give one piece of advice to those out there for their mental health in 2022?
I think be kind to yourself, be patient, and remember that you are part of a social world. So connect whatever way that you can. If it's by video, do it by video, but take whatever opportunity you can do to try and meet people face to face in a safe environment.
So very important. Dr. Linda Blockland, chairperson at the Clinical Psychology Forum, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.